Hi, friends. I am thrilled to share this interview with you all. It is the show's very first group interview. I talked to three incredible women of business with testimonies of how God has moved in their lives, tips and tricks to speak with confidence, and advice on how to do what God has called you to do with boldness and clarity. You'll definitely want to take notes for this episode. Without further ado, let's get right into it. Hey, sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. We not only have one guest, but three with amazing testimonies, tons of experience in speaking. And so I'm just so excited for you guys to meet them. Welcome to the show, Michelle Schaefer, Lisa Vandercock, and Molly Gomez.
Thank you for having us, Sarah.
Hi there.
So good to be here.
Yay, I'm so excited. This is going to be wonderful. I would just love if you guys could tell the audience a little bit about yourselves and your speaking journeys and what that has been like.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us on here. Very excited to be here. We are all very passionate about helping people really exercise and use their voice. And you're going to learn that there is a wide variety of experience on this call with the three of us, and I absolutely love it. So briefly, my background, I was a news anchor and reporter. This is Molly Gomez, by the way. I was a news anchor and reporter for about 5 years. I got into that to tell people stories and realized, yeah, these are really depressing. So we're going to not be here for forever. But realized that I learned a really good skill set and got into just really helping other people unlock their voice. Ended up doing that in the industry of network marketing, digital marketing, opening up my own consulting company. But ultimately, it led me to being one of the co-founders here at Girl Power Alliance, where there are so many resources that women can come in to get poured into personally and professionally. One of those being the Kingdom Speaker Academy, which we're all pretty obsessed about, so we can help men and women have more impact with less words. So just really excited to see more of a bigger impact with that.
All right. So this is Lisa V. For those of you just listening audio, thank you for having us on, Sarah. So I started out as a speech pathologist and went into ministry for a number of years as I started to raise my kids. And I came face to face with the reality that I had a problem because I had a desire to impact people's lives. But I was put in a situation where I was asked to speak on the spot and I froze. I was just paralyzed full on. And I realized at that moment that I had some lies that I had been believing that I had bought into that were holding me back. And specifically that I believe that it wasn't safe for a woman to speak because of some of my background and growing up. And that was a turning point for me. It was a very terrifying moment, but it became a turning point where I began to not only seek and allow myself to be transformed by my faith and my interaction with my believing in God and knowing who I am, but also to begin to learn what it took to be able to be a voice. And so I realized through that, I started out being terrified to speak, and now I'm training people to speak because I have come full circle as a speech language pathologist to now a certified speaking coach. And I am so passionate because I see so many men and women who have treasures inside of them, messages, stories, experiences that are meant to transform lives, and they don't know how to get them out. So that's why we are so excited about the Kim Tan framework and about the Kingdom Speaker Academy.
I'm Michelle Schaefer, and I'm just honored to be in the presence of all of you, specifically talking about working so closely with Lisa and Molly, who are gifted orators, communicators, and have such tremendous impact. I've learned so much from them. As you guys were speaking, I was thinking about the first time I ever kind of thought about speaking publicly. I remember the moment. I was in junior high, maybe seventh grade, sitting in an old, I can almost smell the smell of the theater, an old theater. And we had a speaker come to our junior high, which I know it's middle school now, but back then it was junior high. And it was like a motivational speaker telling, you know, kids stay off drugs and, you know, be a good person. And I was like, wow, I want to do that. I remember that thought. As my life would take me on a journey, I did not become a speaker, but I did many things that required me to speak publicly to teach and train. The first part of that was standing behind the chair as a stylist and a makeup artist. All you do all day is talk. So I got very, very good at asking questions and listening. I made jokes that I had a talk show every day because I was basically interviewing people all day. And then the next part of my journey, I became an educator in the beauty business, working both with platform artists and individual salons to teach and train just techniques in styling and products and all of that. And then my journey took me into the network marketing profession for 20 years almost, where your entire job is communication. Communicating with people about the product or the service that you are promoting, and then teaching and training them in personal professional development and the ability to do the same thing, and standing on stages for 10 plus years doing that, and just being obsessed with speakers. I really became fascinated with why sometimes you would go to an event and only some people liked this speaker and other people thought they were terrible. So I began studying what appealed to people and how one speaker could appeal to everybody in the audience. And I just really loved it and loved communication. And like both of the girls, I believe that, you know, every single person has value in their life and in their experiences and their story, but very few know how to communicate that, both from a place of just feeling insecure. Like, I can't do that. I mean, you know, it's the number one fear over death is public speaking, and people are more afraid to die than they are to stand on a stage. And so I just rebuke that, because we have millions of people who have stories to share with other people that really can have a profound impact on them. I like to say that your truth sets other people free. We've heard the truth sets you free, which we know is absolutely truth. But when you share your story, your truth, it can be a key that unlocks something for somebody else to be able to feel free to share their story. So what we, the three of us sat down to create this, it was like a holy moment. I mean, the framework and the knowledge that poured out in a very short period of time was really quite remarkable. And I can only equate that to just having the Holy Spirit present as we were doing it. And we've run a couple of rounds of it. Our first round of certifying people in this framework, this KIM 10 framework, which is stands for Kingdom Impact in 10 Minutes. And we're excited about having our first KIM 10 event this year, because we really feel passionate about creating a platform for more people that have a message rooted in faith to have a platform to go and do that with freedom.
That is really incredible. It's such an inspiration to hear from you all and to just hear your stories and the ways that God really moved and prepared you guys to do this. And so I think the fact that you are helping so many people, men and women alike, become confident to share the messages and the stories that he's put on their hearts is just unbelievable. So thank you for sharing that. Molly, something that I've heard you kind of talk about is that, you know, your story is meant to be a mentorship to somebody else. Could you elaborate a little bit on that and also discuss what parts of our stories are meant to help in mentorship?
Yes, I would love to. It was one of those phrases that just kind of kept coming out, and then people caught on to it. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I say this a lot because it's true. There's so many pieces that we want to hide that we've gone through. And when you think about what you went through 5 years ago, 5 days ago, somebody's going through right now. And if you've come out on the other side, or you've learned lessons because you have chosen to view it that way, there is somebody that is waiting to hear that. And I remember when I was in the news, I was like maybe 2 years in, and all of a sudden Facebook Live comes on the scene. And I was like, oh, well, now everybody can have their own news station. So I don't know what's going to, the news is going to look like. But from there, then you saw people use it for not so good, and then people using it for great things. And being able to empower people of, you don't have to be ashamed of the things that you've gone through, of the moments that weren't curated and perfect and the highlight reel. The more real you get, and this is why I love Lisa and Michelle so much, because they just get so vulnerable and real with their story, and they've been able to use that to really move people, to bridge that connection. That's what people are looking for. Yes, people want somebody they can aspire to, but what about those moments of, wow, you were really in the trenches and you pulled out, or you were over or able to overcome an addiction, or you know, a marriage that didn't work out, or something. There's always something where you can look on the hindsight and be like, okay, God's brought me through this for a reason. Now this is a testimony to go share with other people. And that serves as mentorship. So then other people can learn from your experience and to see, you know what, I'm going through something similar, or I didn't know that I wasn't the only one. The enemy wants us to make us feel like we're the only one. So it's so powerful to get people to band together, to be more unified and connected, then be able to move on and hopefully inspire and have mentorship in that sense with somebody else.
I really love how it's just telling the story of redemption in a sense, you know, of how God moved someone from point A to point B and how that can help other people. And so something that I wanted to ask you, Molly, is, you know, how can we take those times with the Lord, you know, our quiet times, those quiet moments with God, and how can we use that to help us in our speaking, in our sharing, to be good mentors to others?
That is such a great question. Well, I love my quiet time. I'm in my quiet time. People would say, they used to say at an ungodly hour, but then Michelle and I were talking, we're like, you know what, actually it's a godly hour, because I'm there very, very early in the morning. And I do it in the car. And one thing that I have learned is I need to do a lot more listening than talking. And then the Holy Spirit being able to move and be like, and highlight certain things of either something I may be prideful about, boastful about, like other things that maybe I didn't realize about myself because I'm not being quiet enough to hear it. Or things of the Lord's like, I want to be able to use this story. I know it's painful, but we're going to take this from an open wound. We're going to turn it into a scar so you're healed. And from that healing point, then you can share it with other people. So the quiet time is imperative, because in a society where we're go, go, go all the time, we're being bombarded by bazillions of videos on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you name it. We are getting inundated with stuff. Does it actually really matter? However, knowing that other people are doing the same, how can we be able to be a voice and be able to share things that we're learning? You have to really kind of peel back and get very quiet and in a reflection place of like, okay, Lord, this is what I see. What do you see? What do you see about me? And that's a big piece of another program that we have inside Girl Power Alliance called the Radiant Leadership Academy, which really kind of digs down deep in that. But that is a huge piece of just, you have to have that quiet time. You got to prioritize it like you need food and water. Literally. And then you are going to see a huge difference in your life.
Wow, that is so good. Oh, I love it. I love it. And I really like the fact that you guys have come up with just these different programs to help people in these specific areas, to certify them so that they can go out and do the work that God has led them to. So I think that's incredible. Michelle, you know, you have trained thousands of women to step out in faith, to grow their businesses for the kingdom, to do these different things. So how do you help these women get clear on what specifically they've been called to do?
Well, isn't that the question everybody wants to know? I actually think that you know innately. I think that there are clues along the way. Oftentimes that, you know, as a child, you had a bent towards something, and you know, life comes and tells you, nope, that's not who you are. Your parents tell you that's not who you are. The world tells you that's not who you are. But I feel that, you know, as followers of Christ, we have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that lives within us, who's communicating with us at any given moment. So one of the things that we do, no matter which resource you're tapping into with GPA, no matter if it's one of our live certification courses like Kingdom Speaker Academy, Radiant Leadership Academy, or anything, no matter what we do, if you break it all down at the core, our goal is to help men and women to tap into the voice of God more clearly so that they can respond, to really be able to strip everything away and to be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in their lives in every way, every day, so that it's not just this Sunday thing or even the prayer closet moment, that it is, you're tapped into it all the time. When you are have the ability, we all have the ability. This isn't for special people, that this is not available just for a few. This is the gift. And Jesus told the disciples, I'm leaving, but I'm giving you a helper. I'm giving you someone to come and be part of your lives. So we all have access to it, but it takes, I believe, practice like anything else. It's this skill that we can develop that we have access to. And once we develop that skill, you no longer question, what is it that I'm supposed to do? Because even if that changes day to day, you're tapping into the voice of God in your life. And our only job, no matter which vehicle or which direction, our only job is to respond when God asks us to do something. And so I think it's a process. I think it takes a stripping down and a pruning away of lots of things that we've heard and we've been told. I think it's the work of our lives. But the more we tap into it, the louder the volume on the voice of the Holy Spirit gets in our lives, and then kind of everything changes from there. So it's at the core thing that we work so hard to help people to realize.
That's good. So, you know, would you say that clarity helps breed confidence? And in what sense does that look like? Because I know a lot of times people are confused with what confidence even is. So could you speak a little bit to that?
It's crazy that you're asking me this, because I'm literally writing a course right now that we're going to release later on this year. Because I had this conversation with my husband yesterday. I've attempted a lot of things. I've accomplished a lot of things. I've failed at more things than I've accomplished, for sure. But I don't ever fear stepping out in that. And people say, oh, you're so confident. You have so much self-confidence. It has nothing to do with that. Truly. It's not about me believing in my skill or ability. And I say this, it makes me feel emotional, because I want people to get this so badly. I don't have confidence in me. Can I work hard? Yes, I can. I have a good work ethic. And I will do what God says. This is one thing I've learned. If God asks me to do it, I will do it. But my confidence in anything that I attempt, in any relationship, any business thing, anything that I attempt, my confidence is never in me. It is solely in his ability to show up. It's solely in his ability to fill in the gap. It's solely in my belief and my trust in God so much that if he tells me something crazy that I know for sure I can't do, that it's because he is going to fill in the gap. And so confidence is, I think, this fake thing that the world has taught us, that you can't do something because you don't have confidence. You don't have self, you don't believe in yourself. I don't have belief in myself. I have an unashamed, unshakable belief in who he is and what he can do through my inability. And I think that when we stand on that as believers, we become unstoppable, because nothing about my lack, nothing about my doubt will ever stop me, because my belief is not in my ability.
I really hope the listeners are writing this stuff down, because it's just true. You know, we can't have that confidence in ourselves. We have to have it in the Lord. And having that confidence in him, it goes to every aspect of our lives, like you said. So that is awesome. Lisa, as somebody who has been speaking for so many years, I would love it if you could inform the listeners on just kind of how they can tilt the odds in their favor so that others see them as confident and credible every single time that they speak.
Well, Sarah, you're speaking my language here. So yeah, this is something, I'm so glad you talked about that, Michelle, in terms of the confidence, because really, if we're not rooted and grounded in our identity in Christ, nothing really matters what we do, because it's just all for vain purpose, right? But in confidence, a lot of times as speakers, people are held back because they're so focused on what other people are going to think about them, you know, or about rejection, or am I going to say something that people are not going to like? And so when we're rooted and grounded in Christ, we know that we actually carry the voice of God. And so as we walk in that place and have our confidence in God, in who we are, and be able to speak the message that he's called us to, we can stand firmly in that. So I think first and foremost, it's that. And then from a practical point of view, there's three things that I talk about in our course in the Kingdom Speaker Academy, and as well as another course that we have in the Girl Power Alliance called the Confident Speaker Course. It's all about what I call the three V's of communication. One is your verbal, your vocal, and your visual. And a lot of people don't realize this, but your words that you say, although they have a lot of impact, they actually have the least amount of influence on your listener to see you as confident and credible. Because even people listening to us today, even if you don't see us, but you're listening to our voice and how the sounds that come out of our mouth, whether or not we're using certain kinds of words or fillers or things like that, if we're sounding really monotone, they all have a big influence on our listeners. So when we understand what are the triggers for people to have a perception of you, we can tilt the odds in your favor. You know, there was a study done years ago when I was in university, and it's been repeated year over and over and over. And this, the results were the same. They looked at what are the factors that influence your listeners' perception of you to see you as likable, credible, and believable. And the three areas they looked at are the words you say, the sounds that come out of your mouth. So that's like the volume, the tone, the pitch, but then also those bad sounds like the fillers that you use. And then the other thing is the body language or your presence, right? Now, we all know that our body has a huge impact on us, but how much time does a speaker, when you stand up to speak or when you're preparing to speak, how often do you actually focus on intentionally letting your body speak and practicing even and looking at what your body is saying? Very few people do that, but it has the biggest effect. It has a 55% influence on your listener's perception of you, your body language, your presence. The voice is 38%, and the words you say are only 7%. So if you want people to see you as confident and credible, you need to pay attention to how you're showing up. And the biggest thing in your body language is actually your posture. It is the biggest determining factor, because in our brain, we have these micro judgments that are happening split second. They said, I think it's something like 176, like an insane amount. So when you and I first meet, Sarah, instantly our brain is like looking at each other saying, okay, does she look confident? Does she look credible? Does she look trustworthy? It's just instantaneously happens based on the visual. So if we know what those factors are, we can come in a way that we show up feeling, looking, sounding confident, so it can tilt the odds in the favor so others can see us that way.
Oh, wow. I love that. I've definitely seen, you know, the importance of body language and how posture is crucial. And so it's even, I remember growing up, my posture was not good. So even when on the days when I felt confident and such, it didn't look like it. And then also I realized how it can actually help you feel more confident when you have better posture. It's incredible how that works. And, 100%. You know, yeah. And so I think it's really, really exciting to learn about, because it teaches us how we can actually become more confident in how we speak and in just how we go about life. So it's really cool. Lisa, something incredibly interesting that you teach, and I would love it if you could just inform our listeners a bit about it, is how can somebody boost their confidence in 7 seconds in any situation?
Well, you just tapped on it right there in terms of posture. So I discovered this years ago. Like, so if you've ever gone into like a networking situation or a room, and if you're an introvert or maybe dread crowds, and you have to go into whether it be a conference room where there's lots of people or even a boardroom, how you can boost your confidence in 7 seconds is actually adjusting your posture. And there was a chiropractor years ago, her name is Dr. Cynthia Boquera. She came up with this acronym that actually is posture, P-O-S-T-U-R-E. And it's a 7-second adjustment of your posture. So that you said it really well there, Sarah, that when you have good posture, you actually feel stronger, you feel empowered. It's because when you adjust your posture, it creates this release of endorphins in your body that actually make you feel good. It makes you feel confident. It's the release of those chemicals in your body, those hormones. So it actually has a physiological effect as well. And when you feel good, right, you show up and you sound good, you smile. You know, if you've ever been in a situation like you were just talking about, you're kind of like, oh, I don't want to talk to these people. I don't know these people. But then as soon as you begin to engage in a way that you're talking to someone and then you're standing up straight, it's like you feel empowered. And so actually just adjusting your posture, and in our course, we talk about the POSTUR, how you can do that. But it stands for pull up on the ball of your head, ball of your head. No, not the ball of your head, the crown of your head, the crown, the ball is on your foot, the crown of your head, orient your head over your shoulders, shoulders back and down. You feel a tension in your spine. The T is for tension and the U is untuck your pelvis and the R is roll back on your heels and the E is exhale. So it's a very quick way, but I do have a video on my YouTube channel that shows that, but it's instantaneously.
Wow, I love it. Thank you for telling us that and what it all stands for, because I know that that is so, that's going to be so helpful for so many people. Honestly, ladies, thank you so much for meeting with me today. This has been an incredible conversation, and I'm just so thrilled for the listeners to get to hear what we discussed. So I do have one last question, and I want to kind of throw it out to all of you, but what is the one thing that you would want the listeners to walk away having learned today?
So one thing that I want people to know is that you actually have a voice that's meant to transform lives. You know, in Psalm 29, it talks about the voice of God, how it creates, it does all kinds of stuff. It causes things to give birth. And in Colossians, it says that we teach and we speak to awaken hearts. So by being silent and by holding back, we're actually withholding transformation from people's lives. And I want you to know that your voice is an instrument of transformation and it absolutely needs to be heard.
So one of the things that has really hit me recently, and it definitely ties in with the voice, is everyone is looking to make a difference, but very few are willing to actually be different, do something different. But your voice is the difference that people need to hear that they'll resonate with. One of the things that I talk about in our course, it's like tuning. If anybody listens to the radio anymore, if you're on a long, you know, road trip drive, you're tuning into any kind of music because you're just bored out of your mind and you find that station, you're like, oh my goodness, thank the Lord. Like, I have something that I can listen to. That's what people are doing right now. They're tuning into a station, trying to find your voice. And once you start speaking, then the station comes in. They're like, I found it. I found it. And that made all the difference. And so I just want somebody to just really hone in. Just piggybacking on what Lisa mentioned as well. It's like, it is going to bring transformation when you start speaking, and it may not look like the person that you look up to right now for a while, but just start messy, dig in. And somebody right now is searching for your voice and for you to start speaking.
I'll just add one last thing to both. I agree 100% with both the girls, but I would say that now is the time. We're living in a generation where the voice of the body needs to be louder than the voice of the enemy. So if you are listening to this, this is your confirmation. This is us calling you out and say, now is the time. You are the perfect person. Your message is the message, and you are the one that God is calling. So get off the sidelines.
And where could the listeners find you guys, hear more from you, and join Girl Power Alliance?
They can definitely find us everywhere. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Girl Power Alliance. Girlpoweralliance.com is a great way to be able to learn more of what we have. We have our own podcast, the Girl Power Alliance podcast. So you're going to find a lot to be able to connect with us. And we would love to be able to answer any questions you may have, support you in this journey. And we're ready. You know, the next Kingdom Speaker Academy kicks off in April. So let's get you plugged in so we can start using your voice today.
Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.